John Ronova and a continuation of it with Cookie this Sunday night at supper time. He didn't eat over here. The Sunday, the 19th of December, 71. John Ronova and a continuation of it with Cookie this Sunday night at supper time, the 19th of December, 71. Channel 1 over, and a continuation visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper time, the 19th of December, 71. Channel 1 over, and a continuation visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper time, the 19th of December, 71.
Thank heaven for that pie. It's really good.
But Wednesday night, I get off work. I'm coming down to that trailer. And I ain't even going to look at Hawthorne for the whole week.
Y'all going to be around all the...
I'm going to be around. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to go right over there.
Wednesday night on, you going to be
Wednesday
around?
Sunday night or maybe Monday morning. I don't know. I ain't even going to look at Hawthorne.
What was that?
Wednesday night he's coming over and he said he's
yeah.
Looking at Hawthorne. Well, that's not even Christmas Eve, Cookie.
I know it. I'm not even going to go no place Christmas Eve.
Are you off on Wednesday night? Are you off Thursday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm off.
Good.
Then I'm off for the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That beats the service season.
Sure does beat a service station, doesn't it?
Let me tell you, Cookie, I don't care if a fella has got a little money coming in. Half acres sweet potatoes sure would be nice. Live on them all winter and all the rest of till the next season. They'll stay with you the whole dad burn season.
I tell you, I'm by them like I am by chicken. I like them once in a while.
How about your family? Everybody brought up on them.
They just don't eat them. A bushel of sweet potatoes will do us for, Lord, I don't know how long. I'd have to eat them all.
Is that right?
They just wasn't brought up on.
But they give our potatoes a fit. I'm blamed if you can't buy our potatoes cheaper than you can buy your seed.
Yeah.
You can do it. 10 pounds for 29 cents. You can't buy seed potatoes that cheap.
Gosh, I can't buy ice potatoes that cheap either. Where do you get them?
I don't know where I'm going to get them. 10 pounds, 29 cents.
Ooh, I gotta find out.
You ought to go shopping with Helen sometime, see?
Yeah, I really.
I planned to do that for a year or two.
Where Helen makes her mistake and where they waste so much money, and I'm gonna tell you, and I think you would agree with me.
Potato chips.
Looming forward, it's like a piece of foil.
You can really eat up money with that.
All right. They use that stuff like this going outside. Paper towels.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you the truth. They got them big grocery bags. And put their trash in them. And that's all you see in that trash bag is paper towels. And aluminum foil. Napkins, tissue, Kleenex. I bet you she spends 1/3 of her money for just that stuff.
Uh-huh. That's easy to do.
And starch. She'll buy 3 or 4 cans of spray starch. Well, they know dang well I don't like my shirt starch.
Yeah.
I don't want my shirt starched.
Did you ever see a handsome thing as this? Look at that.
Look at
that. Buttons. And you know, I can pull it over my hand, I don't have to undo it.
Where did you get that at?
Let me tell you. And a man in this world has got to use his head now and then, Cookie. He simply has got to do it. I do it very rarely. But I sure got it done this time. You know, I grouse about all these shirts. I don't like them.
Too tight.
Too tight. Well, we run into Ms. Reynolds down there at Farmer's Store, and she showed us the material. And I don't know how in the world Faye found out from Betsy or somebody, this woman down here who sold. Did you know anybody who was left? Huh?
Not since my mama quit making my shirts.
She makes shirts.
That was a sad day, wasn't it?
I was going to make them. I didn't make shirts, but I didn't want to.
No. But at that time, you were sort of proud of Stillboat shirts. At that time.
Yeah.
But.
I got one a year. One
yeah.
Stillboat shirt a year.
Yeah.
And Mom made the rest. I wore that Stillboat shirt to Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You could have bought some of the ones Mama made. They called it with blue shamrock.
But you knew it.
And you put my Sunday school shirt was.
Yeah. Well, now, if you had one she made, you'd wear it at Sunday school.
You ain't a joker. Just like I'm going to wear my bib overalls. You didn't know I had me a pair of bib overalls, did you?
No.
I got them out in my truck. They're all ironed up and they're all washed up good and clean.
I didn't know you'd cared for them.
You watch me wear them to church one Sunday morning when I take an ocean to go. If I don't wear them to church, I'm not petting you.
You'll be all right.
If somebody else's church, you won't wear them to Albert's church.
Yes, I will too.
Let me tell you, the last time I saw old Flathead Smith, what's his name? He was, I talked like a human being.
You know what? You remember the last time we had that there doings out there?
Yeah.
I asked him what hippie crowd he had joined. I asked him that. He said, what do you mean? I said, you're getting there, you're associated with them dang hippies up there in Gainesville so much that you're getting to just act like one, talk like one. Don't make a bit of sense.
You said you were going to get him.
I told you I was going to get him, and I did, too.
Stop that.
I told him that.
First time in a year, he's talked to me like a living human being. He sat there. I'll tell you what he done. He'd tell me about somebody over on the campus that used to catch butterflies or something like that. Well, he says he was a fine old fella. And he'd come in this store, this garage, or wherever he used to work. And he'd come back there to where I was. And if I was busy, he wouldn't have anybody else. He'd just go on out and say he'd come back another time. But it was sensible.
Yeah.
And he brought up 5 or 10 of people like that that used to be around. That's the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Before they got sick. Everybody got rich. Cutting in there? Let me tell you, they're still not doing anything there.
tell you something else. I was in Gainesville last night. I left home at about 7 o'clock. I wanted to get me some paint. So me and Frank, I mean, to keep him from running off, you know, wanting to go someplace else. I said, Frank, let's go to Gainesville. I'm trying to use my head just a little bit and keep him occupied.
Yeah.
So we went to Gainesville, and you know, in J.M. Fields, they were so slow that I just walked right on to the counter. Didn't even have to stand in line to get checked out. And they was three checkout registers closed up. And that's something for J.M. Fields on Saturday night.
What's happening?
I don't know. It every place is that way, guy. There ain't nobody doing nothing.
Everybody got money.
They're holding on to it, too. Everybody but me, I ain't got no money. You know I ain't got no money when I go to J.M. Fields and buy my paint to paint my truck back with.
Being a short order cook has helped you a lot of ways.
Yeah. I'm going to prove it to you in about a month.
And the only reason you done it was you're hard up.
That's right. If I could find me a good job, a good place to short order cook for about 4 hours a night, I'd sure take it today.
Still do it.
I could still do it. I'd still do it. But I can't take 8 hours a day and night. I can't take 16 hours a day. But I would. I'd enjoy a short order for about 4 hours each evening. From about 6 until 10. I'd really enjoy it.
Just as soon be doing that as anything else?
I would. Of course, it's dark at 6 o'clock.
And when you went in there, he didn't have to explain anything to you.
Well, I went in there with the other cook and just followed him and helped him. Because, heck, I was new. I was only 18 years old.
But he still didn't have to explain it all to you.
No. Most anybody's got knows when the hamburger's done. And on a rare steak, you just put it on and get it warm and take it off and throw it on a plate and give it to them. If they want it raw, let them eat it raw. But me, I want mine cooked.
And you had that griddle going. You didn't have to worry about that.
That's right.
You just started and that's it, Millie. Now, if you had... The only place you'd have a griddle, though, would be in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because there'd be no purpose in keeping the thing hot. What makes it do that cooking, not burn? Just thick?
Yeah, and cast iron. The cast iron will take more heat than any other metal.
It won't burn out.
It won't burn up and it won't warp. That's the reason they make these big stoves out of cast iron. Like I want to get. Their melting temperature is so much higher than this ordinary metal. It takes a doggone good torch to cut cast iron, melt cast iron. I mean, it takes a good torch.
What do you mean, just a common torch won't do it?
Well, these little cheap torches won't melt it. No, sir. It takes a good while for that torch of mine to get it up there hot enough to melt.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Cost me $72.
Good night.
Just that cutting torch alone. Woo. That long.
Does it heat slow? Cast iron?
Yeah. But you get it hot and it cools slow too.
But like over there, if you just don't cook a little something, you wouldn't want cast iron.
Well, it all depends on how thick your caps are.
Yeah.
On your cook stoves, your front caps are thin, but your back caps are thick.
I didn't know that.
They are. Your front caps are thin to give you quick heat. Your back caps is thick to hold the heat and simmer your food. Once you get your food cooking in front, scoot it to the back and it will continue to cook.
Slow. You don't. Let me tell you, Huey, I don't think anybody realizes just how much difference it makes the way we eat. Go somewhere and eat a hamburger for that noon. You see, your daddy still does it, and you'd brought up that way. You see, your whole household moves around the cooking. And in the middle of the day, you sit down and eat.
That's right. 12 o'clock, we eat.
I used to think about that in the wrong way. I thought, well, if they come in and they're tired, they sit down and eat a big meal and get up and go on and keep it moving. But, well, that would be true if they work it out in the coal mine. But around the place there, you didn't do that. And you didn't move so hard fast anyhow. They talk about people having to do hard work. Well, you could lift one end of a log any time, you see.
Yeah.
That's hard, right? But you didn't have to do that.
Not all the time, no, huh?
And you didn't, you set your pace. There wasn't so much hard. You didn't do it. And the way you done it, it wasn't hard.
That's right. Well, you know, you take, you just take Frank now, for instance. Since he got that sugar, he gets hungry awful quick. He does. He gets hungry awful quick. Now, if he don't get something to eat, he gets sick.
Yeah.
He gets sick in his stomach.
Yeah. What does he eat? A candy bar or something?
He can just go drink some milk and eat a couple slices of bread and go on back and go to work.
Yeah.
Just keep right on going.
Yeah.
But, you know, that affects everybody about the same way.
Now, after you had that little stint there in the pub, you call it, then every time you went into one of them short order places, you knew exactly what they were doing.
I knew what they were doing, yeah.
And if one of the waitresses gives you a cup that's nasty, you noticed it.
Yeah, I push it back to her.
And she wouldn't take offense, because she could tell that you had had some experience.
Well, if they give me a hamburger that's got flaky crust on it, I know they didn't clean that grill. That's just that simple. They just didn't clean their grill.
How do they do the scraper?
Yeah, they got a scraper. They can scrape that right down to the flat surface.
And they have to keep doing that.
They got to keep doing it after every hamburger. They got to scrape that off.
Well, I didn't realize that.
They sure do. You watch them next time you go in the Whopper shop. You just watch them now. After they fry a hamburger, after they fry bacon, they'll take that spatula and they'll scrape that grill. They'll do it. Mm-hmm. After they fry pancakes, they'll scrape that grill.
Yeah, just scrape it over to the edge.
No, they'll scrape it right out there and dump it right down in the drain.
And then you know more about eating in them, and you can tell by the short order cook what he can cook. The meat they get is all cut up. Of course, now they don't have anything to do with that.
Oh yeah, it's all cut up, and all they got to do is take it out of the freezer and put it on the fan.
But that's not the way it was when you... Quite.
Not quite that easy, no.
They brought the hamburgers around?
No, we made our own hamburgers.
Oh, did you?
Oh yeah.
Nobody does it anymore?
Nobody does it anymore. They're already packed and cut. Back then, we had to roll them out and put them on the grill and
mash them down.
And it's a lot better then than they are now, too.
Yeah. More hamburgers, you see.
Yeah. And there wasn't as much corn flakes and bread and stuff watered in them as they are now.
How about that? Well, now you see, you had so darn much experience, Cookie. You see, Mark, he hadn't had any of that, never will have. How about him getting a short order job?
It's doing good. It's doing good, really, it would.
You don't know, a fellow like that might be gifted.
I found it this way with him. He's so damn dumb, he don't know what he can do.
And he's so damn dumb, he can't find out.
That's right. He ain't got enough sense to get out there and find out what he can do.
No. Well, you see, he's up here one night. And he's talking. And I said, I forget just how I put it, but he fired up. His boiler got hot. But what I meant was, if he didn't sit on his fanny so much out there and get around and not set up his table, keep moving, you know. I said, you don't see Cookie just sitting down, do you? Going home and spending the evening. He keeps moving. And I named some other people. Lost on him. He don't want to. He's too damn lazy. Part of that's lazy, Cookie.
But he sure won't have to get it out, because he'll never make it like that. He'll never make it like that.
How many of those short order places in town do you know? Dozens.
Oh, there's quite a few, but now some of them have changed. They're not all like the waffle shop.
They've all changed so much now.
Yeah. They cook in such large quantities anymore that a lot of them got away from it. A lot of them.
Oh, the whole system, they've sort of streamlined it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But is the waffle shop's only one?
Oh, no. No, there's more. Jerry South, now that's still short order. And the Waffle House on Southwest 13th, that's short order. And Ken's Grill over in town, that's short order.
Wonder how they get the cooks, short order cooks.
I don't know.
They can still find somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I used to think the ones who did that was the ones who's out of work. But that wasn't right.
Mm-mm. No, that's a... Anymore, that's a professional job, though.
And they get pretty good for it.
Yes, sir. Good money.
How much did Jim make at Lump's?
I never did find out.
He's making $100 a week. $90 a week or something like that. Can they pay that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're needing a night manager now. At Lump's.
I just... Find that out.
Salt in the paper.
Somebody like Jim?
Yeah.
I mean his place?
Yeah. From 2 to 11. 2 in the afternoon to 11 at night. If it was from 6 to 2, I'd go get it. Just a manager, I wouldn't short order for no 8 hours. Uh-uh. But if it was from 6 to 2, I'd go get it.
You know, if you get your family off out of here, there's no telling what you could do.
If I kicked him out of my hair, I could do a lot of things.
But you can't take any chances with them. And the waitresses are good ones hard to come by.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A good waitress is hard to come by. You can go out here and get these things a dime a dozen on every street corner.
And when you was on the truck, milk truck, and going around like that, you knew where the good ones was.
That's right.
Who was at the waffle shop then?
Marie was there, Betty was there, Martha was there, and Martha's mother.
Yeah.
And on the evening shift, now I was never there on the evening shift, see. From 2 in the afternoon to 11 at night, I was never there.
And you don't go in these places now to eat.
I go get a cup of coffee, though.
Yeah.
But I don't eat in them dumps. I'll go in when Marie's down there to pick on once in a while I'll eat pancakes with an egg on top when Marie's there to fix it.
Yeah.
Well, damn, she won't let Betty fix it. Well, I better get out of here and go home.
Well?
Because I've got to be in Gainesville by 7 o'clock in the morning.
And you're not coming by, as far as you know, any time during the week. I was thinking, if you come by over here just knocking around, we could run over and see old Everett or somebody. Find out about that. It looks like Franklin's going to do a little plan over there now.
Oh, yeah, he's enthused over it. He wants to get over there and get it done.
Yeah.
He wants it. That's his whole heart's desire.
Yeah.
He's put out because he couldn't find a ministry.
Yeah.
He said, I'll tear a new hole in it Thursday.
Yeah. Did he put any seed out here?
I don't know whether he did or not.
Do you want ryegrass out here?
Yeah.
Good as anything?
Just as good as anything.
Yeah. Well, he could have hitched this other tractor up to the plow. Of course, it don't go as fast.
Just anything out there. Actually, just getting it turned up to where that grass will come back sweet and juicy next summer is a great help.
Great help.
If we can get some ryegrass out there for it to come on for a little bit of pasture, well, that'd be all right.
Yes, sir. That cold spell was short-lived, but it's
supposed to get hot tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't hurt my feelings.
Mine either. But I've got to go. They'll be back from church before too long.
Oh, are they going to church tonight?
Yeah, they had the Christmas program tonight.
Oh, yes.
Laura, she was off tonight. She went. She took them.
Her car's holding up?
Oh, yeah.
That ought to last her 10 years, couldn't it?
It runs just as good as it ever did.
Frank can get his going pretty good.
Nah, he gets it going and he'll run the fool out of it and tear it up again.
Then he'll have to hitch a ride with you.
How's old 53 running?
I let it out.
Yeah?
Ms. Dodd had, let me tell you. It was hilarious. She had, Berman won't let that bull stay away from the cow. So they just calve any time during the year.
Yeah.
And a bunch of them was calving. And the buzzards were hanging around.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were way back over there. And she couldn't get to them, you see. And she had that old station wagon, and it broke down. Wouldn't run. So I said, well, sir, you just take this, and as long as them buzzards last, if he's through with it now, I just haven't gone over there to get it. She finally brought them all up to the house, the ones that were springing. She said them buzzards, she'd be out there, the cow would calve it, and them buzzards would get after the cow and get after her, too.
Yeah. Oh, they're fierce. They smell like blood. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They smell it. They're going to make some somewhere.
And this is channel one over, about a little over halfway through, say 500, 500 or 600. This is the only tape that took. The other one didn't work. This is a 220 tape, and that was Cookie on Sunday night, the 19th of December, 71. Cookie, doing supper, except he didn't eat. He'd already eaten at the trailer. At the channel one over around 500, halfway through, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Sunday night at supper time, the 19th of December, 71.
Mm-hmm.